Our first reading this morning comes from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 9, verses 24 through 27. Do you not know that in a race the runners all compete, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win it. Athletes exercise self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable one. So I do not run aimlessly, nor do I box as though beating the air, but I punish my body and enslave it, so that after proclaiming to others, I myself should not be disqualified.
Gospel reading is from Mark chapter 1, verses 40 through 45. A leper came to him. It's entitled Jesus Cleanses a Leper. A leper came to him, begging him and kneeling. He said to him, "If you choose, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I do choose. Be made clean." Immediately the leprosy left him and he was made clean. After sternly warning him, he sent him away at once, saying to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded as a testimony to them." But he went out and began to proclaim it freely and to spread the word, so that Jesus could no longer go into a town openly, but stayed out in the country, and people came to him from every quarter.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Joan. Lutheran colleague of mine tells a story of a Eucharist story, a communion story. He was serving a church where people would come up to the rail for communion and receive communion. He would give the bread and hold the hand as they gave the bread. They would take the bread and then take the wine. And then they would go down into the sanctuary, into the pews, to administer communion to those who couldn't come up. And he tells the story of seeing a strange face of an older woman in the front pew, someone he'd never seen before. And noticing as they came closer and closer to communion how she seemed to be agitated, grow more and more agitated. And when it came down time for communion, she began to weep. And she did not come up to the rail. And after all the others had been served, he brought communion down in her direction. And with every step, she began to shake. And then by the time he brought communion over and put the wafer in her hand and held her hand, she was sobbing. He was deeply disturbed, managed to make it through the rest of the service, but went immediately to that woman after the service and asked her, "Are you all right? Are you all right?" And she said, "I'm okay. But you need to realize I live alone, and you are the first human touch I have felt in over a month." That story always rings in my ears. I think about how lonely and isolated a person can become, and how such a simple thing that we all take so for granted as human touch, a peck on the cheek, a squeeze of the hand, a pat on the back, a hug, how vital that really is to our being human, that touch. And when we go without it, we starve. We emotionally starve without it. Leper in today's story. Leprosy, serious business. Serious business. If you'd been diagnosed with leprosy, you weren't allowed back in the temple. You were unclean. You couldn't go to the priest. You were unclean. You had to work it through. And leprosy could be any number of skin diseases, several of them very contagious. When Jesus heals the man and tries to send him to the priests, he's trying to send him back into society, into community, into normalcy again. But wait, don't go there yet. Look at how Jesus healed him. Jesus healed in a lot of ways. There were times when someone said to him, so-and-so is sick, can you help? And Jesus says, boom, go, they're healed. And wasn't even on site, didn't even have to touch him. He's healed through words of just speaking out loud and having the illness or injury or demon, if you like, whatever, come out of the person. And this guy, this leper, comes to him. If you're a leper, Hebrew law at the time, you had to call out to anyone approaching your disease. Leper! Can you imagine that? Anytime you were out in public, you imagine if you had to call out your disease? Depression. Alcoholic. You had to call out your disease so people knew to take a wide berth around you. You called out your infirmity so they wouldn't catch it. And so here is this man, isolated from all the world by his affliction. And he comes toward Jesus. He braves the marketplace. He braves the crowd. He braves whatever he has to do and the public humiliation to get as close to Christ as he can. He doesn't touch him, but he fights through and falls at his feet and says, if you choose, I know you can heal me. And at that point, Jesus could just as easily say, go, your faith has made you well, right? That's not the way God works. God heals us from our afflictions in the most precise and powerful way. It happens time and time again. In the most precise and powerful way, God finds the way to heal, and sometimes it hurts. But in this case, here is the man kneeling before Jesus, and he says, if you choose, I know you can heal me. And Jesus says, oh, I choose. And in front of everybody, all these people that this man has just called his disease out to, all these people who don't want to get near him, Jesus, in violation of 1,000 years of Jewish holiness codes, reaches out and touches him. Right there in public, in front of everybody. Now, when was the last time that man had been touched by anyone, by a soul? How long had he been ill? 3 months, 6 months, 2 years? When was the last time anyone reached out and touched this man? Christ went right straight to the infirmity and said, I am with you. I identify with you in what you're going through. I am here publicly in front of everyone. And he touches that man. And I've got to say, even if his leprosy hadn't been cured, he would have been healed right then and there. Publicly. Reaching out and grabbing hold of the affliction without fear, with love and compassion and tenderness. That's what Jesus did. Just like that. Now, What's your affliction? What's my affliction? What is that thing that nags in the back of your head? What is that thing that threatens to overwhelm your life? What is that thing that has taken over your life, perhaps? What is that thing? And how far do you want to hide it from God? How much do you want to keep it locked in the closet, out of conversation, out of the public eye? Well, Jesus wants to grab hold of that, whatever it is, and pull it right the heck out of you. Whatever your desperation, whatever your hurt right now, Jesus the physician wants to deal with it specifically and heal it and remove it and make you well. And make you well. It's powerful, isn't it? But that's not all. Jesus wants us to do the same for each other. Jesus wants us to meet others in their affliction too. Jesus wants us to have compassion and a forgiving heart. When Paul wrote to the Corinthians in our reading today that we're running a race, but it's not a competition, and he says, in unfortunate words, I punish the body. What he really means, I believe, he's not here to explain it definitely, but I believe what he really means is I don't take personal regard for my body or its appetites, for the artificial fears that come up. And Paul, of all people, was one, no holds barred, who went marching out there and embraced anyone he could find and did all he could for everyone he saw. And this is what Christ calls us to as well. Those people in our life who we know their plagues, we know their troubles, Christ calls for us to reach right into the mess and touch, call it what it is, and get it out of there. If you guys want to go up, it'd be great. There are so many forms of hurt. There are so many forms of difficulty. There are so many forms of infirmity in our world. And most of them are made much worse by our rules and the way we react to them. Much of them are done in by our prejudice, by our traditions. But all Jesus did was reach out and touch. All Jesus did was embrace in love. All Jesus did was open a doorway back into a world of love and community. This is our race. This is our task as Christians, to do the same. To reach out to that person who hasn't been touched in so long, or maybe has never been touched in a way that is holy and good and loving. And whatever form that rescue must take, it's you and me that have Jesus' hands now. Amen.